Well, while the weather is warming up and the days are getting a little longer, it is time to start thinking about increasing our exercise routine. And numerous research studies have shown that moving the exercise outside at this time of year has numerous health benefits. To explore those, wellness coach Sally Thibault joins us. It is great to be chatting, Sally.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So, I mean, it is nice to get outside at this time of year. I mean, Brisbane has its own challenges with humidity and all that sort of stuff. But, I mean, there are some benefits to getting outside too. And the first one is a vitamin D boost from being out in the sun.
Yeah, a recent Harvard study, Tim, showed of 18,000 people discovered people who exercise and be out in the sun, which raises his vitamin D levels, which in turn can reduce heart attacks by up to 22%. Now, did you know Australians actually have low vitamin D levels?
That doesn't surprise me, because we're almost at the point now where we're fearful of the sun, so we stay out of it.
We stay out of it. We cover up. We put sunscreen on. So that we have actually some of the lowest rates of vitamin D in the world. Now, that's where timing exercise is really important, like early morning. You're getting some sun, but it's not intense. And again, in the afternoons when the sun is, less intense.
Now, we all know, those of us who have heard me on air for a little while, and you, Sally, of course, know that I'm a bit of a gym junkie, but I do like to get outside and just get into a different environment. And there is something about being connected to nature outside, again, feeling the sun, feeling the air, those sorts of things. And it definitely does brighten your mood as opposed to being stuck in the gym.
It sure does. And even 5 minutes of physical activity in a natural setting is linked to greater feelings of revitalization and energy, reduced tension, confusion, depression, and anger. Now, what you could do is walk to the gym. Or, you know, do a little kind of a warm up outside and then go into the gym. But it's looking, especially now, where 2020 has been challenging for many people, and getting outside and just, you know, doing something outside from physical activity, as I said, has been shown, even 5 minutes, been shown to boost the mood.
And also, what we love about this, particularly during school holidays, is help us all to sleep better too when we get outside.
Yeah, well, this is really interesting. In a 2015 study, they found that men and older adults who spent time in green spaces, whether it's biking in a nearby park or walking along a beach or simply enjoying an ocean view, reported improved sleep. So, again, it's that whole thing of being out in nature, getting away from our devices, getting out to breathe that fresh air. And, of course, as we know, we talked about this last week, how sleep is very important in reducing that visceral belly fat, visceral fat in the body. So we need, you know, between 7 to 9 hours, depending on age and who you are and physical activity. So in order to help bring that along, is getting outside and just getting out and biking in a park, walking along the river, you know, down in Brisbane, anything to get outside. And the other thing too is that if you are working in Brisbane and you are downtown, I mean, look how wonderful, what a gorgeous river we've got. Even just getting out walking along that river area can really help with brightening the mood and helping you sleep better.
And the final benefit of getting outside and exercising is it can actually make us have a longer life.
Again, another study in 2015 of people aged between 30 and 60 found that those engaged in daily outdoor aerobic activity, including brisk walking and jogging or HIIT interval training, had anti-aging benefits that could increase your lifespan at between 3 to 7 years. Bonus, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, some great reasons there is to get outside, get moving, enjoy this beautiful weather as we come into this time of year. Of course, with conditions, just be careful when you exercise. Make sure you slip, slop, slap, and make sure you drink plenty of water too. But some really good reasons there is to get outside and exercise. And you can recap this and find out some more tips and advice from Sally Thibault online at her website, sallythibault.com.au. Thibault is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallythibault.com.au. Sally, thanks for that. We'll talk to you again next week.
See you next week, Tim.